CQ, calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. It's the MP3 version. You can find the main version on the RSGB website. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 19th of May 2013. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB patron to visit on Centenary Day. G3UML inducted into the CQ Hall of Fame. Israeli amateurs on 5 MHz. The RSGB is pleased to announce that its patron, His Royal Highness the Prince Philip Duke of Edinburgh, KG KT, will be visiting the National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park on the 5th of July as part of its Centenary Day celebrations. He will meet members and invited guests before unveiling a plaque to commemorate the centenary. A number of activities, talks and displays are planned in which RSGB members and members of the public can take part during that day. Full details will be published on the RSGB website. The CQ Amateur Radio Hall of Fame honours those individuals, whether licensed amateurs or not, who have made significant contributions to amateur radio, and those amateurs who have made significant contributions either to amateur radio, to their professional careers, or to some other aspect of life on our planet. Included in the 2013 inductees is Laurie Margolis, G3UML, long-time BBC correspondent and contributor to amateur radio magazines. Our congratulations to Laurie for this well-deserved accolade. The Israeli radio regulator has decided to grant 5 MHz temporary permissions on an individual application basis. 8 channels are available to general and extra-class license holders. See RSGB main site. The actual URL is rather long. rsgb.org/main/news/world-news for details of the channels and permitted modes. The maximum power allowed is 100 watts PP, measured at the TX rather than EIRP. The Israel Amateur Radio Club's main goal is to experiment for local short-wave range emergency communication readiness, and the long-distance activity is a side product of this. The validity is from application approval date until mid-March 2014, but this could be extended. Operation is on a secondary basis and was coordinated with the Spectrum Committee of the IMOC, representing some other relevant organisations. The latest IARU monitoring system newsletter reports the Russian over-the-horizon radar that has invaded the 3.5 MHz band and is still very active. The interfering radar system is believed to be located in the area of Makakla and on the Caspian Sea and transmits simultaneously between 3.515 to 3.545 and 3560 to 3590 MHz. As a result, amateur radio and other services are suffering interference during the evening hours. The German and Dutch telecommunication regulators have been informed and have been asked to intercede. G100 RSGB, the special event call sign celebrating the RSGB centenary, will be operated by the UK Microwave Group from Andover today, the 19th of May, with the possibility of EME operation. Monday sees Horndean and District ARC operating 10 to 160 metres and 2 metres from Cosham. On Tuesday the 21st, the call sign becomes GW100 RSGB as it moves to South Wales. Barry ARS will be operating from the 21st to the 23rd from Sully using the 10 to 160 metre bands. On Thursday the 24th of May, Blackwood DARS will be running HF and VHF using SSB, CW and FM, moving to locator IO81KG the following day. Next Sunday the 26th, Blackwood and DRS will move to Newport for more HF operations. Details of how to get your QSL card are on the website under the operating drop-down menu, clicking on Centenary Station. The February 1984 operation to TI9CCC, Cocos Island, has now been approved for DXCC credit. In the past, radio amateurs who have submitted this operation on a DXCC application had it rejected due to an incorrect date period. The date issue has now been resolved, so if you had this operation rejected and your confirmation falls within 15th to the 28th of February 1984, please send an email to DXCC so you can be placed on the list for an update. The next annual Castles and Stately Homes on the Air Award weekend will be held over the 25th and 26th of May and is open to anyone wishing to chase heritage sites or just have some on-air QSOs. For those that wish to activate any historical site, please complete the form at www.cashota.co.uk. Up-and-coming rallies this week. Today, the 19th of May, the 30th National Amateur Radio Car Boot Sale will be held at Stockwood Park, Luton. Full details, www.ddrcbootsale.org. Also today, the Wolverhampton ARS Tabletop Sale is being held at the Electric Clubs and Marks Road, Chapel Ash, Wolverhampton, WV30QH. Doors open 10 a.m. admission by donation. RSGB Bookstore. More information from Vaughan, M0VRR, TTS at wolverhamptonars.co.uk. The next rally we have details of is the Spalding and DARS annual rally on the 2nd of June at the Sir John Gleed Technology School, Holmer Garden, Spalding, links P11-2EF. You're listening to GB2RS. Now for the news of special events. GB4PEN is a CW-only special event running until the 24th of May to remember the loss of the Penley lifeboat. Full details on QRZ.com. GB70BOA and GB70WA will be on the air between the 20th and 27th of May, commemorating the 70th anniversary of the Battle of the Atlantic. Operations using all modes take place at 10 to 80 metre bends, as well as on 144 and 432 megs. A special commemorative QSL card will be available. More details at tinyurl.com/CharlieMikeVictorDeltaVictorQuebec8. Horn Dean and District Amateur Radio Club will operate GB0RMM from the Royal Marines Museum, East New Portsmouth, Saturday and Sunday, 22nd and 23rd of June. DX News Now 7Z1HL will be active from Saudi Arabia until the 31st of May as HZ1FOC. He's active on the various HF bands, QSL only via Heribert Lennertz, HZ1FOC, PO Box 85661, Riyadh 11612, Saudi Arabia. OD5SK is currently active from Jordan as JY8KS. He's reported to be on the HF bands only, QSLIZ8CLM. WB8BZK-V3 will be on the air from Sesiganaga Lake in Ontario province between the 26th and 31st of May. He's operating only 6 metres, mostly 50.135 MHz running SSB and CW, operating times tentatively each morning 12:30 UTC, and again between 22:30 and 2300 UTC each evening. If you make contact, please QSL the self-addressed USA stamped envelope to WB8BZK at QRZ.com. Five English amateurs will use the call sign SZ8S from the Greek island of Samos, 16th to 30th of May. This will count as EU049 for islands on the air, QSL to G1LAT for direct cards, or M0SCG for bureau cards. 21st to the 30th of May, Harry DJ2II will visit IOTA EU042, working portable 10 to 80 metre bands SSB and CW, QSL via DJ2II, direct or bureau. Fred K9VV and Bob WP2XX will be visiting the Radio Reef DX's superstation at St. Croix Island, which is IOTA NA106. From the 21st to the 28th of May, they'll be on the air with their own call signs and as KP2M for the WPXCW contest, QSL KP2M via a logbook of the world and direct via AI4U, for NP2X Direct K5 Whiskey Whiskey, and for WP2XX5 WP2XX Director Bureau. Contest news, 19th of May today, 144 Megs May. Contest runs until 1400 US UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. Also today, the first 144 Megs Backpackers Contest runs from 1000 to 1500 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On the 21st of May, the 1.3 Gigs UK Activity Contest takes place from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The 80-metre club championship CW leg begins on the 23rd of May, 1900 to 2030 UTC. The exchange is signal report and serial number. CQ Worldwide WPXCW contest takes place for the whole 48 hours, 25th and 25th of May. It's a worldwide CW extravaganza on the 1.8 to 28 megs bands. The exchange is signal report and serial number. Next Sunday, the 26th of May, the third 70 megs cumulative contest runs from 1400 to 1600 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Finally for this week, the first in a series of five 5.7, 10 and 24 gigs contests organised by the UK Microwave Group takes place on Sunday the 26th, running from 0600 to 1800 UTC. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. You're listening to GB2RS. On now to the solar factual data for the period from Friday the 10th to Thursday the 16th of May, compiled by Neil Clark, G0CAS, on Friday the 17th. With the aid of the stereo behind spacecraft that allows us to see sunspot regions many days before they're seen from Earth, we saw a large flare-producing active region was to rotate into view. The region came into view on the 13th, and then in the next 3 days produced four X-class solar flares. The largest was an X3 on the 14th, which was the third largest flare so far for the sunspot cycle. Several coronal mass ejections also took place, but were located at the east limb, which isn't the ideal location for them to head our way, but a glancing blow is possible. Also, five M-class and numerous C-class solar flares took place. These X-class solar flares are the first since last October. Solar flux levels increased sharply from 125 units on the 10th to 150 by the 13th, before a gradual decline to 145 units by the end of the period. The average was 143 units. The 90-day solar average for the 16th on the 16th was 120, which is 3 units up on last week. X-ray flux levels increased from B6.7 units on the 10th to peak at C1.1 units on the 13th. The average was B7.8 units, which is the highest level since the start of the year. Geomagnetic activity was quiet every day until the end of the period, when activity increased to unsettled levels with an AP index of 15 units for the day. The average was AP7 units. Solar wind data from the ACE spacecraft saw solar wind speeds decline from 470 km per second on the 10th to 320 by the 14th. Speeds then increased to 450 km per second during the weak disturbance of the 16th. Particle densities were low except for the 15th and 16th, which increased to 57 and 24 particles per cubic centimetre respectively. BZ varied between minus 4 and plus 3 nanoteslas on the quiet days, and between minus 9 and plus 11 nanoteslas during the disturbance. The HF bands responded well to the higher solar flux levels, and strong 70 megs sporadic E openings occurred on several days. Finally, the solar forecast. This week's solar activity could continue at high levels due to the current active sunspot region, which is still visible, and also due to other active regions rotating into view that produce strong solar flares on their last rotation. Solar flux levels are expected to be around the 140s or possibly higher. Geomagnetic activity could be unsettled on Monday and Tuesday due to a recurring coronal hole. Also, a number of coronal mass ejections could deliver a glancing blow, which might increase activity on almost any day of the week. MUFs during daylight hours at equal latitude should be about 24 for the south, 21 megs for the north. Darkness hour low should be about 13 megs. Paths this week to South Africa should have a maximum usable frequency with a 50% success rate of about 30 megs, but the optimum working frequency with a 90% success rate will be more like 27 megs. The best time to try this path will be between 1100 and 1600 hours. Sporadic is expected on some days with an opening up to 70 megs. And that's it for this week from the propagation team. This is GB2RS, read by G4NJH. Here's the news for the UK Midlands. We start with clubs with several events this week. Central Radio Amateur Circle is having a group trip today to the Wolverhampton Tabletop Sale at the Electric Club Wolverhampton WV3QQH. Thursday night it's on the air from 8 p.m. Contact Martin Hallard, G1TYV 07906905071. Midland Amateur Radio Society is going to the Wolverhampton Tabletop Sale today as well. On Wednesday the 22nd, there's training classes and open meeting and the shack is on the air. Details from Norman, GHBHE 07808 07803. Withal Radio Club is holding its club net on 145.225 megs from 8 p.m. today and next Sunday. Tuesday sees a Morse class from 7:45 p.m. followed at 8:30 p.m. by a talk by Tim G4ARI on the joy of QRP Portable. The Shack Social is on Friday from 7:30. Details from Chris G0EYO 07710412819. Friskney and East Lincolnshire Communications Club is running a club net on Monday from 7:30 p.m. on 144.165 megs USB vertical. On Wednesday from 8 p.m. there's an M3 and an M6 club net on GB3FR from 8 p.m. Friday sees a club net on 3.748 megs from 8 p.m. Contact the FELCC info line 07554 362020 for more information. Lincoln Shortwave Club is holding a committee meeting on Monday in the shack. On Tuesday it's the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest. Wednesday sees a formal meeting at the BSA Club. The club net is on Thursday 145.375 megs from 8 p.m. The Saturday surgery and mentoring commences at 9 a.m. in the shack. More from Pam Rose, G4STO 01427888356. South Birmingham Radio Society is sorting out the gear for field day on Monday. There's a coffee morning in the club room on Tuesday from 11 a.m. Thursday sees training classes with Dave Murphy, G8OWL. On Friday there's an open evening in the club room. Contact Mick Cleary, G7RRP 07595696359. Telford and District Amateur Radio Society has its second 2-metre DF hunt on Wednesday. Saturday sees a military museum visit with G3UKV. Contact Mike, G3JKX 01952 299677. Back to traditional listing. Sunday, Worcester Radio Amateurs Association is holding a Scouts barbecue at County Hall. All members are welcome. Details from Rich Moles, M0UVA. Email to secretary at m0zoo.co.uk. On Monday, Aldridge and Bar Beacon Amateur Radio Club is on the air. Contact Albert, G0KFS 01922 614169. On Monday, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronics Society is having a 3D photography and electronics challenge by William Watling. Details from Antui1GKY 01242 699595. Also Monday, Sutton Coalfield Amateur Radio Society has an open net on 145.250 megs from 7:30. More information from Robert Bird, spirit.guide@hotmail.co.uk. Also Monday, Welland Valley Amateur Radio Society is setting up its Wi-Fi experiment. For more information, contact Peter D. Rivers, G4XEX, 01858 432105. Tuesday, Derby and District Amateur Radio Society is having an illustrated talk on the Ecclesbourne Valley Railway by Neil Ferguson Lee. Contact Richard Buckby, radio@dadars.org.uk. Tuesday, Dudley and District Amateur Radio Society is taking part in the 23 SEMS contest. Details from Miles Hall, G4GSB, g4gsb at gmx.com. Also Tuesday, Loughborough and District Amateur Radio Club is on the air on 2 metres. More from Chris, G1ETZ, 01509 504319. Wednesday, South Notts Amateur Radio Club is on the air and having a natter night. Contact Terry, M0RIA, on 0115 9372942. On Thursday, Shropshire Amateur Radio Society has a natter night. Details, www.salop-ars.co.uk. Friday, Coventry Amateur Radio Society is having a radio workshop evening. Contact John, G8SEQ, 07958777363. And on Friday, Hucknall Rolls-Royce Amateur Radio Club is having a club meeting at 8:30 p.m. followed by a members' forum. Details from Dave Wilde, G1YAI, treasurer at hrrarc.com. And on Saturday, Rugby ATS is having a talk on valves and classical electronics. Contact Steve, G8LYB, 01788-578-940. And that's it for another week from GB2RS.